ஹலோ ஹலோ ஹலோ, வெல்கம் டு த டுடேஸ் பாட்காஸ்ட். வெல், திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் ஹோஸ்ட் காலர் ஸ்லிப்பி, அண்ட் இஃப் யூ ஹேவ் எனி க்வெஷ்சன்ஸ் யூ கேன் ஜஸ்ட் விசிட் கேர்ள்ஸ் அண்ட் கேர்ள்ஸ் ஆஸ்க் கைஸ், அண்ட் யூ கேன் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ்க் அ க்வெஷ்சன், அண்ட் இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் அஸ் டு ஆன்சர் இட் யூ கேன் ஜஸ்ட் டேக் அஸ் அட் @ ஏக் கேரோஹன், அண்ட் வில் ஜஸ்ட் ட்ரை டு ஹெல்ப் யூ அப், அண்ட் ஆல் யூ ரைட் தென் அண்ட் தேர், ஆர் யூ கேன் ஜஸ்ட் செக் அவுட் அ பாட்காஸ்ட், இட் வில் பி ஃபன், தேர் வில் பி லாட் ஆஃப் ஸ்டோரிஸ், ட்ரஸ்ட் மீ, இட்ஸ் சச் ஹை தட் வெட் ரியலி வெயர் இன்ட்ரோ, யெஸ். லெட்ஸ் டைவ் இன்டு இட். ஸோ லெட்ஸ் சி, ஓகே, வாட் க்வெஸ்சன் வி காட் ஹியர். ஓகே, நை மேக் டூயிங் ஃபிசிக்கல் தெரபி அட் அ ஹோம் மோர் ஃபன். Okay, title seems to be a bit interesting, but let's check what it got. Okay, health and fitness. How can I make doing physical therapy at home? Okay, I've been recovering from the surgery and have to do physical therapy at home every day. And I have been getting bored because it's some exercise every day and I can't. Wanted to know what can make it more fun so I'm not bored and actually motivated keep doing my physical therapy. Okay, well, in that case, you know, try to write some songs. Actually, yeah, try to write some songs with the pain, I guess, you know, pain. Yeah, the pain you had. It will be inspiring to write. Yeah, I think that will do. I mean, like, if you're getting bored, you can't skip it, but, you know, some time here into the music or doing some of these kinds of activities, quite a bit help. I hope it helps, dear. Okay, dating. Question, let's see what's the question we got. Okay, do you like lunch dates? Okay, I mean, like, if it's a first date, I don't think so. If it's second, I can think of it, right? I mean, like, that's gonna be quite a bit. Okay, let's dive into the description. For me, it wasn't exactly a date as it's with friends. She took me to really nice sushi restaurant. I didn't know we ate well and talked about my issues and other things. What about you? Okay, update. We didn't talk only about my issues with my fiance and similar, but also about work stuff, night form live events. Do what? I don't understand. So, dear. Let's guess, it's a female. So you went on a lunch date with a friend, as you mentioned. So the question is inaccurate, right? Yeah, but simply answering would be the lunch dates wouldn't be, I mean, like, as you said, it's fiance kind of a thing. So it wouldn't be an issue. Just go with it. You got it, girl. Okay, next question. Voting. Okay, guys, behavior. Okay, boyfriend paid for my notes. What? Okay, this is getting weird. Okay, my boyfriend asked for some note pics, said no because I wasn't feeling it. He wasn't responding for like 20 minutes. Then I got notification from my people. My boyfriend had sent me a £30 and then he texted me saying, I have changed your mind, like, WTF, This happened like 2 hours ago. I don't know what to do. Wow. I mean, like, this is kind of weird question. Are you sure you guys into relationship, or you're just an illusion or something? Maybe he might be thought someone else on Sunday, I guess. Alright, jokes apart. You know, just a few things you can do. I mean, like, you know the things in the videos, right? They just change, move your fingers, and something like that, and it shows like a butt cheeks and all. I mean, like when you close your arm, the elbow area exactly looks like a butt cheek. So, you know, you can just take a pic of it and send him. And yeah, okay, I think it's still like a fun. Yeah, I mean, like, it is fun. And yeah, you can do that, like, or else you just can request for $50. And if he sends it, then you send a pic as I recommended. Or else, like, girl, you can just say, dear, I'm not in a mood. That helps too, right? Hopefully, all the best. Cha-ching. Okay, sexuality. There's the next question. What's your breast size preference? Are you open about it? All right, let's dive into it. I think we better check into the more description and understand what actual thing is, I guess. Let's never just see the books by its cover, right? So, yeah. Love it. Okay, now I have to judge the book by its cover. It just seems to be that way. It's not loading. Yeah, I mean, like, if come on, if it's like a friends with benefits, it's fun. And sometimes it turns on, I guess. And if not, if you're just in a relationship, it's just okay. It's the starting steps, you know. And if you're okay with it, yeah, dive into it. Okay, what's next? Would you get a plastic surgery for your butt? I mean, like, if they wanted to, and if your partner wants to. Yeah, why not? But it depends, right? If you wanted to, you can do it. Like, maybe you just have to. It's a freaking surgery, alright? Just sit down and both of you think about it. It's going to be staying forever. I mean, like, it might look good, but you know, it's not that healthy. So, you know, everything in the middle field have its own risk. So, just think about it. Okay, yeah, let's go to the other. Okay, where is the one? Okay, let's check this out then. Okay, relationship advice. Girls, would you wear something sexy for your guy? Guys, would you want your girl to wear something sexy for you? I mean, like, if you are comfortable in it, yeah, of course. But if you're coming for a date and all, you know, and if you're new, you don't know the other person, if you want to impress, wear that sexy dress, yo. Where this song's coming into my mind, I can't remember. Watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me ting, watch me nana. I don't know. Alright. I think I lost of touch. Okay. Relationship. Do men want housewives or career rather than women? I mean, like, it's depending upon your tribe, but when it comes to sexuality, kind of a perspective, work woman looks hot, yo, don't you think? You get like, you know, you came from the office and she came from the office, you're in a mood, and juicy liquid flows through, and you can do a. What do you call these things as? Yeah, crossplay, you know. How do you think about it now? Okay, relationship. Okay, let's see. This one is serious. Okay, shut up. Gonna shut up. This is serious now. Shut up. I thought I was over. Okay. Maybe I was over him a little. I would say that I had at least successful distracting myself. All the pictures I ever had of him are gone. We never had a song though. I still enjoy listening to the music introduces me to, but I don't indulge in that too often. Not eating, my eating disorder has gone worse. I no longer have an anxious so to be better to take care of myself. Him telling me religious beliefs are extreme, that my way of living is crazy and fantastic, that I never got away from family hurts me more than I can put towards what I miss. I love how he was the first guy I met who never gave me the feeling that he wanted me to slow down. He never said anything like him wanting me to chill, to take a break, etc. And all he said was that he wished that I didn't rush for things. With my educational career, I've grown to be quite ambitious over the years. I'm done with the shift. Shilling for less and achieve. He's always called me a boss baby for the reason. He's the only one felt like talking to, and the only person I wound up with my struggle, depression, eating disorders, and farm self-improvement body. Yeah, the feel is despite of knowing that a lot of experience will be usually turned off. And okay, it's political, you digest him, I want to move on. And wasn't so great. And I'm today, wow, this is a lot. Okay, see, I do understand that it's first or always her. I know it hurts. It's like a lot of, I mean, like, it's first, you just open up a lot, you share a lot of information, but it takes time. You have to move forward a bit. If you still wanted to start a new relationship, yeah, okay, go on, take it slow. If not, yeah, just be happy for yourself, you know, just make sure you don't self-harm yourself. Get a gym girl. That's all I can say. All right, let's check on to the other one then. Sexuality. Our daughter heard us having sex. What do we do about this? Okay, that made me laugh. But yeah, okay. Okay, me 30 and my wife 31. Okay, the guy asking. Okay, have been together overall since 2005. We have two daughters together. We are 14 years and 1 year old. Okay, last night me and wife had sex, and our daughters heard us over. 1 year old doesn't know what's going on now, but I think we're traumatized and won't talk to us. Okay. Hey, this is a serious question, and I laughed. Tummy, tum, tum. Stop it, Slappy, stop it. All right. just give her a sex education book. I mean, like, she's 14, I mean, like, 2 years low. Just give her a science book or something. Just say, we're just playing some mother father game. Just get your wife and you sit with one daughter. I know the 1 year-old daughter couldn't understand. I'm quite sure she wouldn't understand me, whatever you guys speak much. Just get a doctor daughter and give her a book of science and mostly how the human body works. And or just take her to the therapist. Or a doctor, someone who can help. Just, you can't ignore their kids. They are quite a bit. Weird sensation happens to them. I'm sure, yeah, they are traumatized. You had a sex, it's like a scary thing. It's like you have, you know the question, but you don't get an answer, even how hard you try. That's how it looks like. So just try what I said. Hopefully it helps. All right. What's next? Okay, this is a sexual thing. Okay, which another person do you want? The well, there are a lot of styles. Okay, don't you have a burger? Do you dare? So there are like all the sex versions in the image and asking me to judge. Sex is fun, just enjoy whatever you are in the. That's all I got. Okay. Which celebrity do you like to spend a night with? Okay. Like it's a candlelight dinner or something? I'll just go there. If you are talking about one mom, mom. No thanks. Next. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Okay. Flirting. Do you enjoy if they flirt with you at work? Okay, let's check what's in the description. Because some context makes really weird decisions for me. Opinions always matter sometimes, and they changes depending upon the full context. You never should hear the half of info, you know. Okay. So it's loading. Wait. So let me think. If it's like, I mean, like, if you are single and ready to mingle, you know, if you like the guy, like, flirt is like okay. If you seriously think about it, then yeah. But I mean, like, some offices doesn't allow, you know, in office bonds, something like that. So, careful with that. It would affect your, you know, workspace. If not, you know, just refreshing would be. Yeah. So. It's all about you, dear. If it's offensive to you, just avoid it. And if you think the avoiding would hurt your workspace, just laugh and say, "Stop it! Come on, I got to work." You know that helps too sometimes. It's like not ignoring too, but something's helping. Okay, let's go with another one. Me and my daughter went out today and we had a lot of fun. My question goes all dads, do you really love your kids? I mean, like, yeah, kids are cute. Isn't it pretty cute? It's like, it's not like we adopted, huh? Like, jokes apart. I mean, like, see, kids are cute. Kids helps you to stay within your relationships. They're just fun. I mean, like, yeah, they are like annoying little devils. I agree about that, but they are your heart, yeah. They are your best killers. They are your sweetie, batootie, you know. Sometimes talking to them takes your depressions away. They're cute. Shut up and give them a lot of love. All right. Okay. Well, I think we have gone too far today, so because it's the first episode. So, all right. Let's just finish it with a one. End this one up. So, okay. Let's see. Sexuality. Ooh. All right. Could I be pregnant? Ooh. Hi, quick question. If you feel really, really hungry day after sex and you notice weird feelings in uterus, can it could be a sign of early pregnancy? Please tell me, I'm freaking. Shut up. No, dear, it's not. If you just had a sex and if you feel weird things, it's just your body is working out. Maybe if because if you're feeling something in uterus, maybe your uterus is just okay. And sometimes it happens in sex, don't worry, it heals up. Or you might be in a period or something, so please check that out. And it's sex, you just burnt a lot of calories and your body wants to eat some stuff. And you had sex, so your uterus is just, you know, filling things up as usual it is, so just calm down. And if you had a pill, pretty good. And okay, if you had a one cheeky bam bam with the protection on, there is 99.9% of chance you're not pregnant. So for a better thing, just test it out, you know. And don't just get a one type brand, get a two different types of branded things, and you know, just follow the instructions and you'll know you're pregnant or not. And there is no freaking chance that you just had a sex and within a one day you feel like you got pregnant. What is this? Vampire movie? What is it? What is it? Yeah, do you think it's a Twilight or something? And if you are a vampire, sure, you can get pregnant if you are a Twilight. Alright, that's all for today. This is Koala Sleepy. And if you guys have any wanted to have any questions, please make sure you visit girlsasguys.com and tag me at Reddit, aka Karen, and I'll just answer your questions there or in the podcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, just share it out to your friends or just follow the podcast. And if you have questions, you know where to go. Or you can send me a voice message in the Anchor if you're there. Hope you guys enjoy. For more, please make sure you check it out tomorrow. As always, stay healthy, stay hydrated, and enjoy your sex life. Watch it, wow, wow. Let the cowboy ride the horse, yo. All right, see you guys tomorrow. Over and out.